Senate again fails to advance DHS funding bill as shutdown nears 1 month. The Senate on March 12 failed to advance legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security, extending the agency's partial shutdown into its 27th day. The procedural vote tally was 51 to 46, short of the 60 votes required to overcome a filibuster. Lawmakers also failed to move the legislation forward during a previous vote on February 24. Major DHS enforcement components, including Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, remain unaffected because they secured funding through 2029 under last year's tax and spending package. However, other parts of the department have been impacted by the lapse in funding, including the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Coast Guard, and the Transportation Security Administration. Although roughly 96% of the federal government has received funding, DHS has remained partially shut down since February 13. Democratic lawmakers have said they will not support a DHS funding bill unless changes are made to immigration enforcement policies, particularly those related to ICE operations. The bill would have provided $5.7 billion for FEMA, an increase of $873 million over fiscal year 2025 levels, excluding the $26.367 billion allocated for the Disaster Relief Fund. It also proposed $3.25 billion for the U.S. Secret Service, including $44 million for planning and coordinating upcoming national special security events such as the 2026 FIFA World Cup, America 250, and the 2028 Summer and Paralympic Games in Los Angeles. Under the measure, TSA would receive $7.96 billion, including $300 million for checkpoint property screening systems. The bill would also fully fund exit lane staffing, the law enforcement officer reimbursement program, and the K-9 reimbursement program, while setting aside $13.9 million to reimburse airports for installing explosive detection systems. The legislation would also have allocated $2.6 billion to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, including $40 million to continue election security initiatives funded in fiscal year 2024. It would also provide $122.9 million for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, including $112 million for the E-Verify program and $10 million aimed at reducing application backlogs. Democrats outlined 10 conditions for backing the legislation following two separate shootings in Minneapolis that killed protesters Renee Good and Alex Preddy, and involved immigration agents. Among the proposals are limiting enforcement to targeted operations, requiring judicial warrants before entering private property, strengthening warrant standards, verifying citizenship status before placing individuals in immigration detention, and requiring agents to clearly identify themselves. Additional proposals would require officers to display their agency affiliation, last name, and a unique identification number, and to provide that information verbally upon request. Democrats also sought to prohibit immigration enforcement actions at sensitive locations, including churches, schools, childcare facilities, courts, medical facilities, and polling places. The White House and Republican lawmakers have rejected conditions outlined by Democrats. On February 18, the White House called a Democratic counterproposal to fund DHS very unserious. DHS has relied on administrative warrants in enforcement operations. Federal immigration officers are not currently required to wear body cameras, though outgoing DHS Secretary Kristi Noem recently said agents operating in Minneapolis would begin using them. Border policy advisor Tom Homan has defended agents wearing masks, which Democrats have criticized. "I don't like the masks either, but because threats against ICE officers are up over 1,500%, actual assaults and threats are up over 8,000%, these men and women have to protect themselves," Homan said during a February interview with fill-in anchor Ed O'Keefe on CBS's Face the Nation. Homan has also said federal law permits the use of administrative warrants.